Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. Faithful in the storm.
Hello and welcome back to day number 100 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Day 100, can you believe it? Did you think you'd make it this far? Well, if you have, I am certainly glad you're here. Our reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapters 29 and 30 and Luke chapter 10, beginning in Deuteronomy 29. Reiterates the covenant between God and Israel, reminds people of the miracles they've witnessed in Egypt in their journey through the wilderness, and Moses warns against idolatry and the consequences it will have on the land and the people if they choose to go down that path. It also emphasizes that the covenant relationship between God and the people of Israel is not only for those present, but for all generations to come. And then over in Deuteronomy 30, presents a message of hope and restoration. Moses speaks of the blessings of repentance, promising that if the Israelites turn back to God, he will restore them and have compassion on them. All right, and then over into the New Testament, Luke chapter 10 is where we'll be today. Jesus appoints 70 of his followers, and sends them out in pairs to every town, instructing them on engaging with the towns they enter and the people they meet. And it also includes the parable of Good Samaritan, a very well-known parable. In response to a question about inheriting eternal life, Jesus tells the parable and illustrates the command to love one's neighbor as oneself. And in doing so, Jesus challenges the prevailing notions of social and religious boundaries. And the chapter ends with the account of Jesus visiting the home of Mary and Martha. And that just shows us the importance of listening to Jesus as Mary did compared to being overly concerned with preparation as Martha was. Let's go to our reading, and then we'll come back here and finish up with a couple devotional thoughts and meditations for today, and then an idea for further study if you'd like to take things further today. Starting in Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 1 says, "These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab. In addition to the covenant which he made with them in Horeb, Moses called to all Israel and said to them, 'Your eyes have seen all that the Lord did in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land. The great trials which your eyes saw, the signs and those great wonders, but the Lord has not given you a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear to this day. I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not grown old on you, and your sandals have not grown old on your feet. You've not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. When you came to this place, Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us to battle, and we struck them. We took up their land and gave it for an inheritance to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half-tribe of the Manassites. Therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them that you may prosper in all that you do. All of you stand today in the presence of the Lord your God, your heads, your tribes, your elders, and your officers, even all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and the foreigners who are in the middle of your camps. From the one who cuts your wood to the one who draws your water, that you may enter into the covenant of the Lord your God, into this oath, which the Lord your God makes with you today, that he may establish you as his people, and that he may be your God as he spoke to you and as he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Neither do I make this covenant and this oath with you only, but with those who stand here with us today before the Lord our God, and also with those who are not here with us today. For you know how we lived in the land of Egypt and how we came through the middle of the nations through which you passed. And you have seen their abominations and their idols of wood, stone, silver, and gold, which were amongst them. Lest there should be amongst you man, woman, family, or tribe whose heart turns away from the Lord our God to go to serve the gods of those nations, lest there should be amongst you a root that produces bitter poison. And it happened, when he hears the words of this curse, that he blessed himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart, to destroy the moist with the dry. The Lord will not pardon him, for then the Lord's anger and his jealousy will smoke against that man. And all the curse that is written in this book will fall on him, and the Lord will blot out his name from under the sky. The Lord will set him apart for evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant written in this book of the law. The generation to come, your children who will rise up after you, and the foreigner who will come from a far land will say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sickness with which the Lord has made it sick, that all of its land is sulfur, salt, and burning, that it is not sown, doesn't produce, nor does any grass grow in it. Like the overthrow of Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath, even all the nations will say, why has the Lord done this to this land? What does the heat of this great anger mean? Then men will say, because they abandoned the covenant of the Lord, the God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt, and went and served other gods and worshiped them, gods that they didn't know, and that he did not had not given to them. Therefore, the Lord's anger burnt against this land to bring it all the curses and are written in this book. The Lord rooted them out of their land in anger, in wrath, and in great indignation, and thrust them into another land as it is today. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Deuteronomy chapter 30. It shall happen when all these things come to you, the blessings and the curse which I have set before you, and shall call them to mind amongst all the nations where the Lord your God has driven you, and return to the Lord your God and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul. Then the Lord your God will release you from captivity, have compassion on you, and will return and gather you from all the peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you. If your outcasts are in the uttermost parts of the heavens, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you back. The Lord your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you will possess it. He will do you good and increase your numbers more than your fathers. The Lord your God will circumcise your heart, the heart of your offspring, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, that you may live. The Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies and those who hate you, who persecuted you. You shall return and obey the Lord's voice and do all his commandments, which I command you today. The Lord your God will make you prosperous in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, in the fruit of your ground for good, for the Lord will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers, if you will obey the Lord your God's voice to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in the book of the law. If you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, for this commandment, which I command you today, is not too hard for you to do distant. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will go up for us to heaven, bring it to us and proclaim it to us that we may do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us, bring it to us and proclaim it to us that we may do it. But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. Behold, I have set before you today life and prosperity and death and evil. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes, his ordinances, that you may live and multiply, and that the Lord your God may pass you in the land where you go in to possess it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I will declare to you that you will surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you pass over the Jordan to go in to possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you may live, you and your descendants, to love the Lord your God, to obey his voice, and to cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Over to the New Testament, Luke chapter 10. Now after these things, the Lord also appointed 70 others and sent them two by two ahead of him into every city and place where he was about to come. Then he said to them, the harvest is indeed plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore to the Lord of the harvest that he may send out laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you out as lambs amongst wolves. Carry no purse, nor wallet, nor sandals. Greet no one on the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. If a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in that same house, eating and drinking in the things they give. For the laborer is worthy of his wages. Don't go from house to house. Into whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat the things that are set before you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, God's kingdom has come near to you. But into whatever city you enter and they don't receive you, go into its streets and say, even the dust from your city that clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that God's kingdom has come near to you. I tell you, it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which were done in you, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. You, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me. Whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. He said to them, I saw Satan having fallen like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will in any way hurt you. Nevertheless, don't rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. In that same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for so it is well-pleasing in your sight. Turning to the disciples, he said, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, so no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, but he to whomever the Son desires to reveal him. Turning to the disciples, he said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see the things which you see and didn't see them, and to hear the things which you hear and didn't hear them. Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? How do you read it? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. He said to him, you have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? Jesus answered, a certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell amongst robbers, who both stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. By chance, a certain priest was going down the way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. In the same way, a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he traveled, came where he was. When he saw him, he was moved with compassion, came to him and bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine. He set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the host, and said to him, take care of him. Whatever you spend beyond that, I will repay you when I return. Now, which of these 3 do you think seemed to be a neighbor to him who fell amongst the robbers? He said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. As they went on their way, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she came up to him and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister left me to serve alone? Ask her, therefore, to help me. Jesus answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. Well, that's our reading today for day number 100. Devotional thoughts. Some things to meditate on today. Reflect on the warning against idolatry in Deuteronomy 29. And how can idolatry manifest itself in contemporary life? What are some things that ways we might be committing idolatry without actually bowing down before an idol made of wood or stone? And how can you guard against that in your life? Considering the message of repentance and restoration in Deuteronomy chapter 30, how does God promise to restore his people, inspire you in your daily walk with the Lord? And from the New Testament, the parable of the Good Samaritan, it expands the definition of neighbor pretty dramatically. How does this parable challenge you to expand your definition of neighbor and show love and compassion to your community? And take it further. If you'd like to do some more study today, take things a little bit further, explore biblical instances of repentance and restoration, comparing them to the promises in Deuteronomy chapter 30. reflect on the personal and communal aspects of repentance. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul